Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so very much. And Karibu to you, Isaiah. My grandson, it's just so great having him bring me on the call. I appreciate that. It makes me feel so good. That's one of the things that I can tell you that I'm absolutely thankful for. It's just having him in my life. It's just truly, truly, truly a blessing. And then being able to do so many things together, just like this show, just being able to do that together, along with kick soccer and basketball and playing music and hide-and-go-seek and handing out flyers for my business. It is truly, truly a joy. I am so thankful to be able to be on the call this morning, on the airways, using this modern technology to speak to all of you, our 23,248 listeners out there. We really, 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 really appreciate you, and we know that the Creator sent you to us as a blessing to you as well as to us. We pray that you are getting as much out of this here as we are giving and also receiving from your energy. We also want to remind everyone at this time to go ahead and tweet and Twitter and do Facebook to get the message out, because this is the Jasari's Love Show, and I am your hostess, Jasari's Love, and I am so, so, so grateful and happy to be here with you today. I did not put out a major topic for this morning because this is the time for being so thankful, and I just want to go over a few things that show and talk about being thankful, and also I want to blend that in with the responsibilities that we have as home-based business owners. And for those of you who are familiar with me, I've had two businesses. One is the Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company, which is a nonprofit in which we work with young people in the areas of youth leadership and development using dance and theater and positive affirmations, as well as just using recreational activities. We take them on hikes and trips and things of that nature. And the main thing is to broaden their horizons, give them a host of experiences, including the visual arts. I teach crocheting and mosaic art, and we just have a wonderful time giving them the experience of doing so many things, a lot of which I remember doing when I was a child. You know, growing up as a child in the Baltimore City public school systems, we had music and art back then as a part of our curriculum. And to be honest with you, that's where I learned a lot of my visual arts. And we had a school dance group, and we had a live combo. Young boys in the community had their own combo, and their parents were professional musicians. And so I recognized that that was a positive thing in my life. And as I grew up, it just became a natural thing that I took to and I wanted to share with others. So I've actually been sharing the dance and teaching the dance class pretty much since I've been about 17, 18 years of age, doing that either in the basement of my parents' home or the local recreation center in Baltimore, Maryland. So a lot of times we have to reach into ourselves and figure out what it is that we're already good at, what is it that we like to do, and what is it that we can do in the form of a business. And that was one of my first home-based businesses. And all, as some of you know, I also am a part of ZAMZU, and in that business, I am what we call a power team leader, and that is a home-based business in which we use travel and we use the retail, online retail. So it's very, very exciting being able to do all of these things, which are things that I absolutely enjoy doing. And boy, oh boy, do I enjoy being able to, you know, do business from home. I just want to talk about this part about being responsible. And this might be a kind of a heavy subject, but, you know, yesterday I believe it was that some people were injured as they were going out for Black Friday. And one person, I believe, lost their life in a store yesterday. And this is something that, you know, we need to really look at. And the business that I am in, people can, they can actually stay home and purchase products. But we realize that everybody's not going to do that, and everybody may not want to do that. But that definitely does give a person an opportunity to be a little bit more safer and how and wanting to go out and go shopping. You know, you're trying to go out and get something special for a loved one or something special for your house. That should be a safe endeavor. That shouldn't be something that you have to lose your life behind. And I believe it was an employee of a Walmart. You may want to, we could check more into that. But the main thing that is so critical about that is, as businesses, we have to be responsible. I ran a culture center, which was a recreation center, and I had to be concerned about the kind of music that got played from that center. I had to be concerned about the type of activities I actually held at the center. If I'm going to have something where youth are involved, I had to make sure that I had the proper security that was at that particular center. And so that was really, really important to think about those type of things. What type of message are we sending out? How are people going to respond to it? Do you have too many people coming in, you know, at any given time? Whether it's your home-based business or whether it is a outlet somewhere. If it's a home-based business and for some reason you're having an activity in your home, it could be a celebration. You have to be aware of how many people are coming into your home, who's coming into your home, why they're coming into your home, all those sort of things. Let's say that you're going to give away a free prize. Well, you definitely don't want people at the door of your home coming in stampeding to get this free prize, knocking you down, knocking over your TV set, knocking your small children over, thinking they're going to get something for free. So that example, although somebody might say, well, who would do that? Think about it. In some of our businesses, we do have things that we can give away, and we want to make sure that we always have a safe environment for whatever it is that we're doing. This is critical, the idea of having safety. Now, the article that I'm looking at was actually something that happened. This was 2008. I don't know exactly what's going on today, but that's something for us to really think about. The way that I had heard, I thought it was something that was recent, but it was 2008. But that is still important to make sure that people are safe in whatever they're going to do. They're excited. You know, everybody wants to get into the store first. Everybody wants to be the one to get the item, you know, the best item or as many items as they can. We know that, but of course, still there has to be a sense of responsibility from the buyer as well as the seller, you know, on both ends. And that comes to respect, respecting other people that are there to do business, patience, and of course, like I said, putting a safety element out there. And a safety element would be the whole way that everything is set up has to be done with safety in mind, or else we're going to have chaos, and we don't want to have chaos. That's just one of the things that I just wanted to kind of highlight at this time, which is a kind of a mixed time when you think about it, because it's supposed to be one of the most thankful and peaceful times of the year, although I'm an advocate of peace all year long. And I think that's why I gravitated towards the business that I'm in, because it's very peaceful to be able to do this type of business, network marketing. I get to talk to people, get an opportunity. Any of us out here that are network marketers, a person can say yes or they can say no. Once they say no, we can let them go. But once they say yes, they're agreeing to work with you. And most of the time, you know, your personalities will work out pretty good, because they're coming into something that you've shown them that they're interested in doing. And therefore, you should have a pretty congenial working relationship with that person, putting you in a position of, like I said, responsibility of training them, showing them, and helping them. And they, on the other end, being on the receiving end, being open to being coachable and allowing themselves to be mentored. So that's very, very, very important. But everything that we do when we're working with a new person that we bring into our business is, again, showing them that we have a sense of responsibility, that we're going to be respectful to them and to the people around us. I recently did a booth at a festival here called the Down East Festival. And, you know, when you have those festivals, quite a few people come in at one time. At one time, we did have several people around our booth. And to keep from missing out on anybody, I think it was like 7 or 8 people at one time around the booth, and they all were trying to listen, but they had kind of come up maybe seconds apart from each other. And I remember asking everyone for their attention for a few seconds. This is like a group of total strangers, and each one was strange to each other. They didn't know each other. but I asked them for a few minutes so I could kind of do a presentation that would be for all of them at one time, since they had come up, like I said, within seconds of each other. So that was, you know, reintroducing myself respectfully, to asking them permission, could I do this presentation for all of you as a group, as opposed to the one lady standing here and then trying to get to the rest of you and maybe missing you because they would probably even go to another booth. And they all said, yeah, that's fine. And so we were able to do that. And at the same time, you know, there was a little safety element, not trying to get anybody leaning against the booth where we all would go falling down because, you know, a little crowd was starting to come around the booth. So that was really good. So I was able to achieve that. I was able to explain to people who had some interest in what we were doing. We were telling them that we were giving away a free business. And so, yes, you know, you hear the word free. Whoa, several people start coming over. Did you say they're giving away something free over there? They got something free. I had to be careful, and I had to, you know, monitor that, make sure that I wouldn't get mobbed because I said the word free. And so, therefore, you know, like I said, you never know how people are going to respond to something, and you have to kind of gauge it. You have to be paying a lot of attention to your domain and the area all around you, because I was out in the public, and people could come from anywhere from however far they could hear my voice. I didn't have a blowhorn or anything, but I have a pretty big voice, okay, without a microphone. And so when I said, "Hello, everybody, coming over to the Movements Unlimited booth over here. We have a free gift for you. We're blessing people today with a free gift, your online business." People heard the word free. Yeah, they came on over, folks. And so that's why I'm saying that this is very, very important for us to be responsible. They came over, and which I was glad. But, of course, at the same time, when they come, people will come like, real quick. Everybody wants to be quick. You know, what you got? Tell me what you got real quick. And let me sign up for it real quick. Is it really free? You know, all these different things. And people do get impatient. So we have to find a way to monitor and control that and gauge it and guide it along so that it works for everybody and everybody is safe and everybody has some level of understanding about what it is I was talking about anyway. And so for the most part, a little bit of putting some controls in is having people fill something out. So I had them fill out a form, letting them know that they could get this free gift if they filled out this information, which, of course, would have their name on it, their address on it, their phone number on it, their email address. That's all I needed for them to be able to sign up to get something for free. And at that point, now they're busy, they're engaged, they're calmed down because they're filling out something with their information on it, and they're feeling themselves go through step two. I heard what she said. Now step two, I'm filling out something that could take me in the direction of getting closer to this free thing that this lady says that her company has to offer. But I had to really watch and engage and pay attention and also make sure that I've said enough so that I don't lose anybody. They don't walk away without having completed the form, that I got all of their address, including the city, state, and zip code. And that's very, very important and when you're doing different things. But in the season of giving and the season of feeling blessed and the season of people being excited about going out for Black Friday, we have to think safety and say, you know, we have to. There's no choice in that because people have gotten injured in the past. So safety on the end of those people who are going out to shop and safety for those of us who are business owners, whether you're a brick and mortar or whether you're a click, whatever it is, you know, you have to think about the safety issues. Here we do home presentations, so we do invite people into our home. We do presentations at our local Comfort Inn. So we do have to think about, if I put a flyer out, I don't want the Comfort Inn to get mobbed because I wasn't thinking. I didn't have forethought on how would people respond to the flyer that I put out. And these days and times, I put a big flyer out with the word free on it, you know, really big. You know, I don't know what the response is. So we have to be careful on how we word it so that people can make some calls maybe ahead of time to see what it is that you're going to be talking about or what it is that they're going to be getting and not stampede an area because they get so overexcited thinking that everything's going to be gone by the time they get there, that they don't think about the things that we should think about, which would be courtesy to the next person. Everybody's thinking about, you're not going to get that item that I want. I want it, and I want to make sure I get it for my 8-year-old and or for cousin Betsy or whoever they're trying to go shopping for their own personal needs or desires. And once that starts to kick in, you all know, you know, people are working with a limited amount of money, so they're trying to make that money stretch as far as it can. And that's why those of us who are network marketing are offering things a different way. They don't have to go get in these lines to go get anything that they want. They probably all know someone who they can go to and order, put in an order for what you want through a home-based business that they like, whatever their home-based business is, that could deliver for them the product that they have. Or they can just click and order it online at www.zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited. That's just one vehicle. But people are free to go shop wherever they want to get the things they want. But the customer has to start thinking, I think, about their safety also. And also about time. You know, if you're at a store this morning, I guess some people are out there 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and there are thousands of people, that means that's how long the line is going to be. The lines are going to be long. That's how crowded the parking lot is going to be. The parking lot is going to be jammed, packed, and there we go again with a safety issue. It's one thing to be able to pull into that parking spot, but Lord have mercy, it's another safety issue having to back out of it. So maybe you could have ordered your vitamins from another organization where you didn't have to go get that, whatever that is that you're going to buy, or those pair of shoes or that dress. You won't have to be on that parking lot, because that's parking lot number one, folks, right? So you have to have the safety issue of, first of all, with the traffic. I know in Baltimore City, I'm going to tell you right now, I can tell you, Route 40, jam-packed, Rochestown Road, jam-packed. Excuse me. You all on this airways, you know what streets in your city right this moment. You don't even want to go there because you know it's a nightmare. Another safety issue, the fact that you've got to drive to get there. As soon as you get within 20 blocks of that place, you already know you're there, and then your heart starts beating a little faster, and you start thinking, okay, when I get here, what is this really going to be like? And if you got small children with you, you're thinking about, do I have to cross a big street? Because in Maryland, if it's out there by Security Square Mall, you have to cross, if it gets too busy, which has happened to me before, you have to cross Security Boulevard. So you have this street with, like, I think it's 4 lanes of traffic, maybe 3. But you know what I mean. There is a light there. You could cross it safely if you're not in a rush and you go to where the light is. So, you know, just talk about those different things, you know. However, if people could order more and more of their products through network marketing, and you know what company I belong to, just think you've cut out a safety issue. No, you might not have given yourself enough time to get every product, but if you give yourself enough time, trust me, you can get pretty much anything you want online from the safety of your home. You don't even have to pull your car out from the front of your door, your driveway, or your, you know, if you have a nice garage. You can let it stay in the nice garage. Here in North Carolina, we got a little bit of rain going on, so if it's rain across the country, it's snow, please click. Why are you going out of the house, putting yourself in an unsafe environment? Just the fact that you have to be out in all that traffic, I mean, that's a choice, and we're just trying to let people know, since you have that choice, make the smart choice. Save on gas. You don't have to go dragging, you know, two-year-olds out. And you know what the two-year-old is going to do when they get out there. You know, kicking up their legs. They want to grab this. They want to grab that. I mean, they can learn that other ways and other times. I know they have to learn social interacting, but I don't think you want them to learn it on Black Friday. You get my drift? Not on Black Friday. You do not want to be in the store on Black Friday with your two-year-old kicking and wanting this and wanting that, and they're hungry and they're thirsty. And now, you know, they only get hungry and thirsty once you get in line, am I right? You know, like the line is 30 people deep, and that's when they get hungry and thirsty, or that's when they have to. They're only 5 years old, and trust me, that's when they have to go to the bathroom. And they can't wait, and you've been in the line already for like 10 minutes. Okay, so they're out of that pamper stage. They now have to go to the bathroom, and it's like, you better take them or you're going to have an accident on your hands. So, you know, these are kind of funny little things, but they're real. That's real. Or it could be you. Maybe you have to go to the restroom, you know? You've been in that line. You kind of estimated, let me go ahead and get in line real quick. I'll go to the restroom in a few minutes. And lo and behold, Well, that line is moving a little slower than you thought. It was already 40 people deep. And you're like, now you're up to the number 30, right? Hey, but if you shot from the comfort of your home, you wouldn't have to do all that. You could get any and everything right there. And shopping from the comfort of your home as a free agent through our company, through ZamZoo, what's so wonderful about it is that it doesn't cost you anything to use a service, which puts you in front of over 700 stores to be able to use that service. Or if there's some products that you wanted from another company, which is we don't have any problem with that. I have nothing against that because we have 700 stores we choose from, so that doesn't mean you can find everything, but you should be able to. But if not, go to call your friends up, call people up, and utilize network marketing. It really is a valuable way to get the things that you really, really want to get. It really is, no matter what it is. I mean, if you want to get a diamond ice print, you want to put your family's picture in the most beautiful crystal glass, then order that online. If you want the most beautiful pocketbook that you could possibly imagine with your family picture on it, we have a company, Gina Alexander, that you could put your family's picture on it or the most exciting outing that you've been to. And you can do it from the safety of your home. And you can take your time. You can practice your patience. You don't have to be in line being impatient. And you can do it respectfully. And so, you know, it's just thinking about those different things on this season of giving, because people seem to be forgetting, you know, they're out there shopping on Black Friday, and not everybody. Some people are the victim of the situation. But even with that, you know, we all know that if we're in a crowd with a couple of hundred people trying to get into something, a store, ladies and men, we know that there are going to be some people who are going to be more anxious than the others. And some people have planned Black Friday as of last year's Black Friday when they got done shopping, what they were going to do, what their strategy was going to be. So I want to take a minute to, again, thank, like a little commercial break, to just thank all of our listening audience, the 23,248 people who've been supporting the show, and I hope you're getting something out of it today, especially if you're a network marketer, why your business is so important, because people could order from you and they don't have to be out in these long, long lines and bad weather, and maybe amongst other people who are a little bit more excited about shopping and knocking you down no matter what to get whatever they want to get, and, you know, crashing into you with the cart or what have you and carrying babies in your arms. So keep that in mind. You know, we want you to thank those people who are listening and can see the need for your home-based business. There is a need for that. There's absolutely a need for your home-based business. I see that there's a hand up, so I'm going to hopefully know what to do with this here, to acknowledge this here to somebody at 214. And let's see if can I do this. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Ruth Bradford calling in from Dallas, Texas. How are you today?
Hi, my friend Ruth. How are you? How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm enjoying your show. You're hitting all the right points to let people know how and why they should be joining a network marketing company right now and shopping from themselves. You know, Cynthia, my husband and I had to go out and help a friend in the middle of the morning. Well, we had to leave home about 12 o'clock last night, this morning, because they needed a battery boost on their truck. So we had to go by Walmart to pick up, you know, some cables to go boost their car. And I'm telling you, at 1 o'clock this morning, the parking lot was full. We couldn't believe it. People are out there looking for bargains. So therefore, they're looking for you if you're in a network marketing company, because you have what they need. Their money is tight. They need to save money. And there's nothing better than saving money with Cynthia and Baba Jahi shopping online. If you're not a network marketing company, call them, call your families, or call me, because I'm sure somebody you know is doing network marketing. They're just not getting the word out to you. But the demand is there, and, you know, you can supply these people's needs. So I want to thank you also for just being here in the industry. You all are doing a valuable service, giving all your information and the giving us the we're the benefactors of your experience in this great industry. And I just want to thank you again in this season of thanks and giving for you and your husband for what you do to, for our industry.
Thank you very much, Ruth, and the same for you for what you're doing over there in Texas. I also want to ask you now, on the parking lot at 1 in the morning, was there live, was the store closed or was it open at that time?
It was open.
Okay. Okay, so there wasn't a line at that point. Okay.
There wasn't a line, but there was a fire truck and ambulance there, and the lights were blaring, and we were hoping that no one had gotten hurt. It's just ironic that you opened up your call this morning with that. So I don't know what happened before we got there, and I chose not to go into the store because I'm one of the ones who shop online. But what we needed, if you need something and have to go to the store, by all means, go. But the call today is right on point. So I'm just glad that, you know, everything looked like it had been handled before we got there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much, Ruth.
You're welcome.
And that was my dear friend Ruth out of Texas. She's in another company. We all do work together on these different calls. She's actually in a company called Vitamart, and they all have very, very special vitamins and things of that nature. And we encourage people that the main thing is that people be in a network marketing company because you have to have a plan B and C, and you might have to even have a plan D. But you cannot just depend on your plan A, that's for sure. And there she was. She was already out there last night at 1 in the morning. She said it was pretty busy. Wasn't so much as dangerous, but she didn't particularly want to go in because it was a significant enough amount of people already in the store shopping. I'm quite sure the reports will come in today. And I pray that people were courteous and patient with each other, and that people were respectful. And just in light of what has happened in past years, that they took that in consideration when they went to the store, because each one of us is responsible. If we're in a group like that, we are responsible. I'm just as responsible as the next person. If I'm in that group and I'm pushing and shoving, that doesn't make me any better than the person who may be pushing a little harder and shoving a little bit more. As a matter of fact, it gets to a certain point when each one of us may have to take the responsibility of stepping out of that line and allowing sometimes you have to forget about it. You know, I'm serious. I'd rather forget about it and come home and click on www.zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited. And if you want to get the extra 30% commissions off of that, then you could go on and be www.zamzoofreeagent.com/movementsunlimited and get an extra 30% off of the vendor's commission. Well, it is about that time. My husband's looking at me because he's like, stays on time with us here. Because we want to thank the people who give us the music that we have and usually hear it at the end of the show. So it is your time, it is my time, it is our time. And the whole idea behind this piece of music, I hope you can hear the words to this music, is success. This is part of the success songs. And the whole idea is to encourage you to be successful and to know that it's my time and it's your time. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and enjoy your Black Friday, whatever you're doing. Be safe, and be ready for Cyber Monday coming up. Bye now.
Come on. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.